This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Hal Qualwasser is an educational policy expert who can't get enough success. His new book is called Renewal, Remaking America's Schools for the 21st Century, and in it he examines 40 high-performing school districts around the country. Yesterday, Hal spoke about Statesville-Iredell County and their impressive record of consistent high student achievement. It is one of two school districts in North Carolina that made his book. Another county in North Carolina that attracted Hal's attention is Watauga County, and then they too have a high rate of student achievement. They do it very differently, though, and Hal Qualwasser is back with us today to tell us more. Welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me back.
Tell us about Watauga County. First of all, who lives there? Give us a picture of that county.
It's a small county up along the Virginia border in the Hill Country. It's pretty rural, although it does have Appalachian State in the county seat in Boone. And the reason that I was interested in Watauga was that it has had a record of high student achievement, but it's a rural county. So I wanted to see how they did it. I anticipated that it was going to be different from how some suburban or big city districts might do it. And what I wanted to try to convey in the course of the book was not just a single strategy for success. Rather, what I wanted to do was to convey to my readers that there are certain key functions that every district has to perform. How they perform them can be quite different so long as they get the job done. And Watauga was a perfect demonstration of that.
How so? And you said that there were lots of different measures of achievement, some that had just still weren't very good, but they were a lot better than they used to be. Statesville-Iredell obviously kind of off the charts in terms of overall performance. Where does Watauga stand in all that?
Watauga's been pretty good for a long time. Here's the key to Watauga. One of the things I believe is that a key function of every school is to keep every child in focus and to intervene immediately where kids are struggling and to provide enrichment where kids are really running pretty far ahead of the class. In other words, you keep that child in focus and you do as much as you feasibly can to provide an education that speaks to that child's particular needs and interests. In lots of places now, the way that gets done is through the use of big databases and very sophisticated things called formative assessments. You and I might think of them as quizzes, but they're really for the purpose of simply telling the teacher how well a child is doing rather than for the purpose of giving them a grade. And that teacher then turns around and figures out how to intervene to help that child if it turns out the child's struggling. Watauga is not a sophisticated district in terms of computers and these kinds of computerized assessments and all the things of the early 21st century, although it may have gotten better in the last couple of years since I was there. But what they achieve the same thing by having the help of the county, which has provided some additional staff. So they're student and staff ratio to students, there's student teacher and student staff ratios are pretty good in comparison with most districts in the state, or at least they were until the current budget crisis. And even without all the fancy computers, they know exactly how their kids are doing, and they move quickly to help those children, and they do it sort of the old-fashioned way, you know. Teacher knows because teacher has every child in focus and often has their home lives in focus since this is a rural district where the teachers know the parents and everybody kind of lives close together or lives reasonably close together. And so those teachers step in as soon as they have to. What Watauga does and what its mantra is to make sure that teachers quickly move to help kids. And that's the key. How you do it is less important than the fact that you do it.
Well, I was going to ask you that because this kind of intimacy that you might have in a rural district where you can actually go to the kid's house, you know, you go to church with them, you live next door to them or you live two blocks away, may not be possible in other kinds of districts, but there is a form of intervention that could be that you could use in a different kind of a setting.
Oh yeah, in bigger districts, the strategy is considerably more computerized and high powered. For example, to leave North Carolina for the moment, the district that I found to be just the best operation of any that I saw was Blue Valley, Kansas, which is in the city of Overland Park, Kansas, a suburb of Kansas City. And they regularly assess their kids every week. These are assessments that are given mostly on computers. Because they're given on computers, they're either automatically scored or quickly scored. The data is immediately shared among all the teachers, say, in the fourth grade. Any kid who's struggling gets immediate help. And it's quite the system. And you can do it with fairly large classes. You don't need the intimacy of Watauga County in order to pull it off. The key here is not the how that you do it. The key is that you do it, that you don't just let kids struggle for 6 or 9 weeks and at the end of a semester conclude, flunked algebra or flunked fourth grade math, and then figure out that you're going to keep the child back for a year to try have them do it over again. So the point of the book is get these functions done. I'll give you some ideas from these good districts about how to meet these needs, but tailor it to what your district's particular situation is. That's not the point. The point is do it. The book has two chapters on commonly held beliefs and common practices among the high-performing districts. And one of the key sets of practices is that they don't let kids flounder. They are constantly in focus and constantly worked with to make sure that they don't fall far behind, or at least districts make every effort to ensure that they do not fall far behind. And that's a very fundamental piece of this.
You know, well, let me just stop you there because it's so key. It was key in Statesville, Iredell. It's key in Watauga. And it's interesting because, of course, the big criticism of No Child Left Behind is teach to the test. And yet testing is vital in both of these success stories. The difference, it seems to me, is what you do with the test rather than, you know, sort of that great Simpsons moment where Homer, you know, plugs in the plug, shocks himself, does it again, and we watch him say dove 30 times because he keeps plugging in the plug. The test is actually to change the process rather than test yourself and say, guess we flunked.
Well, in education speak, what I've been talking about are things that educators call formative assessments. Formative meaning I'm using it not to see exactly where the child has gotten over a long period of time, but rather, you know, to see exactly what he's mastered in the recent past and what I need to do to help that child if he's not on track. No Child Left Behind testing is something called summative assessments in education speak. And those are simply a snapshot. And they're not used for anything. And they have all sorts of deficiencies that make them less than satisfactory in any event. So it's a very different practice. But, you know, you have to be brought back to reality. One of the things, going back to what we talked about yesterday with total quality management, you need data that brings you back to reality. You know, there are lots of situations where teachers think their kids are doing fine, but, you know, you give them one of these formative assessments and the child just doesn't do well. He really hasn't learned what you've been teaching him. And it brings you back to reality to say, well, I guess I have to try something else. This particular strategy didn't work with this child. Let's go back and think about what will work better. And back to our Iredell County figuring out how to teach number 13.
Yeah, well, and it also seems it's interesting to me that in either case here in North Carolina and most of the cases you found in your 40 examples in your book, none of these methods cost you much more money.
No, certainly the Watauga Watauga costs a bit more because they've got some extra staff courtesy of the county's support beyond the typical amount of money given to districts to operate. In Iredell, total quality management served a great purpose because what it did is its rigid kind of application meant that they found lots of money they could save. They slimmed down. They became a very efficient, well-managed district. So they took some of that money, used it to build a big data system, and used it then to run the interventions that were needed to help kids. But here's Iredell County running as a very high-performing school district, and yet it's in the top, it's in the bottom 10 to 15% per capita spending in the state. Mm. So it is indeed possible to run a very high-performing district without excessive expenditures. In fact, one of the things that I go over in the book is that the amount of money spent per capita and the student results often bear little relationship to one another. In Los Angeles Unified School District, where I was the general counsel, we spent $1,800 more per student per year than Long Beach, which is just down the road. We have similar student demographics, heavily poor, heavily Hispanic districts. They got much better results than we did, and they were spending $1,800 less per student per year. Now, to be clear, I'm not saying that I agree with some conservative attacks that we're just spending too much on education. I don't want to be associated with those views. But what I do want to be associated with is the view that merely throwing more money at the problem does not necessarily solve it. What you need is a culture that is efficient and knows what it's doing. And that's going to be what raises the scores. And what it also may do is run much more efficiently than some other districts that just flail around.
Hal, great to talk with you. Thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me on.
Hal Qualwasser is the author of a new book called Renewal, Remaking America's Schools for the 21st Century. You can find out more at renewingourschools.com. State of Things continues in a moment from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.